generally speaking, men build homes, or houses, excuse me. Men build houses, generally speaking. Now, that doesn't mean that women can't. Doesn't mean that women shouldn't. The only statement that I'm making is, generally speaking, the house building industry is dominated by men. Generally speaking, women build homes. That doesn't mean men can't be involved or shouldn't be involved, but the bulk of the work of building a home falls to a woman, specifically to a mom. Now, what's the difference between a house and a home? This is my definition. A house is a collection of materials put together in an orderly fashion where people can reside. You've got wood, you've got bricks, blocks, copper tubing, plastic tubing, electrical wiring, insulation, put together in an orderly fashion where people can reside. That's a house. A home is a collection of people put together in an orderly fashion where people can really live, not just reside. A home is a collection of people put together in an orderly fashion where they can really live. Correctly built, a house can last for 100 years, even more. Correctly built, a home can last for an eternity. Today I'd like to speak on the subject of a build-a-home mom. And I want to look at the qualities of a well-built home. While there are significant differences between a house and a home, there are some similarities that I'd like to suggest this morning that can parallel each other. First thing, if you're going to build a house, the first thing that you need to have is a good location. If I said to you, I have some prime real estate in Okeechobee, Florida, would you be a little suspicious? And you would say, isn't that a swamp? And, well, that's prime real estate. You wouldn't want to build a house in the middle of a swamp. It's not going to sit too well. If I say, I've got a nice big old tree out here. You can build a big tree house. Now, that's possible, but the fact of the matter is, if the tree rots, there goes your house. You want to build a house in a good location. Well, what's a good location? According to the Lord Jesus, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. You want solid ground to build a house. May I say to you that a solid ground for building a home is the ground of biblical absolutes. A home that is built on the solid ground of, this is the Word of God. This tells me what life is all about. This either speaks directly to or in principle to every aspect of life. And I am going to order my life according to it. I am going to believe this book and seek to implement it. That will be solid ground. The storms will come in life and you will have stability. Now I want you to look again and pardon me this morning, I've put all the Bible references up here. If you're opening up your Bible, I hate to say this. It grieves me to say this. You don't need them this morning. Now, I hate to do that because you need your Bibles every day. But I am going through a number of different passages, and if we took all the time that's necessary to turn to them, we'd go right into the evening service. So I'm going to spare a little time this morning, but that's the only time I'm going to do this. Two responsibilities or necessities of building a house on a solid rock. Number one, you must hear the Word of God. And hearing doesn't have to be an audible presentation. You can simply open up your Bible and read it. But there has to be a daily intake, a regular intake of God's Word. Too many people know a verse here and a verse there, and they say, oh, we're Bible experts. That doesn't make a Bible expert. Secondly, there's a necessity of doing it. Knowledge puffs up. I met a man a number of years ago who was telling me he was a Bible expert. He said, but you'll never find me in church. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Doesn't the Bible say we are not to forsake the gathering together of the saints? I guess he's not as much of an expert as he thought he was. A mom who builds a home on solid ground is a mom who has a regular intake of the Word of God and seeks to implement it. Yes, there will be times that we fall short, but the desire is to do it. So, the next thing, you've got to have a good foundation. You can find solid ground, but if you don't anchor that house with a good foundation, the winds will still come, the rain will still come, and the house can be carried away. Somehow, the house has to be attached to that solid ground, and to do so, you need a good foundation. The Apostle Paul said this, according to the grace of God, which was given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The message of this book is the person of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on Calvary. And it's wonderful to say, well, you know what? I know the Bible says I shouldn't do this and I don't do it. I know the Bible says I should do this and I do it. But if you don't come to know the person of Jesus Christ and that on Calvary's cross He died for your sins, you can go through life with blessings, but you'll never make it through eternity with them. For there lies the judgment of God if you reject the Son of God. You see, the greatest need that everybody has is the need of the forgiveness of sins. It's not the need to give up certain vices. It's not the need to do certain good deeds. It's the need of the forgiveness of sins, because the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. And it doesn't matter if you've only committed a couple of sins or if the sins that you committed are just relatively minor sins. Relatively. They all bring with them the consequence of death and eternal separation from God. The foundation is the person of Jesus Christ, and thereby we stand secure. Foundation's not a pretty thing. Look at that foundation there. That's ugly, isn't it? According to Isaiah chapter 53, the person of Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary was not much to look at. But oh, what he did there changed eternity. Maybe folks will not necessarily outwardly see or hear, although they should, about Jesus Christ just by looking at you. But in the course of the superstructure of your life, they will see a stability that is founded upon Christ. Now, suppose we stopped there. Suppose all that's of a house that was built. You say, well, I've got my life and it's built upon biblical absolutes. I know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I've even shared that with my family. We've got a good location. We've got a good foundation. That's enough, isn't it? Ugly looking house. Would you want to live there? If I put a for sale sign on that thing, would you be interested in buying it? And yet how many people want to stop with saying, okay, I know the Lord is my Savior. That's all there is to the Christian life. Seems to me we better do a little bit more building. And the next thing that we're going to build in our house would be walls. Got to have some walls. Walls give structure to the house. It's by the design of the walls that you have some form, some shape. What are the walls of a good home? Well, the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." A build-a-home mom is a mom who is a servant. Now, kids, I speak as a parent. Don't get the idea, okay, mom's my servant. That means when I go home today, I can say, "Mom, this is what I want for lunch. Mom, I didn't get to make my bed this morning. Go make my bed. Mom, my shoes need shine." Wait a minute. Kids don't shine shoes anymore. "My sneakers are dirty. Clean them, if you would, please." Oh, and my home. Don't get that idea. And every mom said, "You missed your chance there, Mom. That could have, should have come first." Not only are moms to be servants, but they are to teach their family to be servants. One of the heartbreaking things that I see in our society today is too many people, especially young people. And I don't mean to pick on young people. It's just that as society is moving forward, it seems that each generation is getting worse and worse. And it's getting worse with the idea of the world is here to wait on me. The world is here to serve God. But God came in the form of a servant. And in that upper room on the night of his betrayal, he girded himself with a towel and went around and washed the feet of his disciples, a servant's job. And he said, "I've left you an example to follow after me." A build-a-home mom takes on the form of a servant and trains her family in the art of servanthood. Now, in the walls of a building, you want them to be solid, don't you? Which one is it? You want them to be solid, don't you? No. For if they were solid, you'd never get any light into the building. Somewhere you've got to have some windows to let in the light. Solid walls would be make a very glum house. The Apostle John wrote, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." A build-a-home mom is a mom who walks in the light of fellowship with her Savior. Now, what is fellowship with God? Do you realize that fellowship is what we were intended for in the creation? God didn't put us on earth simply to do menial tasks. He put us on earth to have fellowship with him, to behold his glory, and to worship him. That's fellowship, to enjoy him. A build-a-home mom who walks in the light is a mom who has that perfect fellowship with her Savior and God. Now, how often do we allow light into our houses? Every day, don't we, while the sun is shining? How many homes or houses do you know where they have shades on the windows and those shades are pulled down all day long so that no light is in? You look outside those homes and you start scratching your head and you say, what are they hiding? What's going on in there? You're suspicious of that. But a home that has light coming into it every day, throughout the day, you say, that's normal. What if we only opened up those blinds for 1 hour, one day a week? You'd really be suspicious. What does that tell you about the people who only fellowship with God for 1 hour, one day of the week? Shouldn't it be every day while the sun is shining? Okay, well, we've got some windows in the thing and we're allowing some light into the building. What else is necessary in those walls? A door. Certainly. If there's no doors, you got to get in through the windows. Now, I've done that. A couple of weeks ago, I forgot to take my keys with me. Carol and I walked downtown and I thought I had my keys. It turned out to be my cell phone. Oops. What do we do? Well, there was a little window in my garage that was cracked. I helped it along and got in through the window. It's helpful if you have at least one door. What do the doors in your home, in your house do? Well, number one, they keep out the enemies. That's the reason you put locks on them. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of Christ, or the cross of Christ. There are those, Paul is saying, that you want to keep out of your house. And a build-a-home mom is a mom who is going to be careful what comes into her house. Who comes into her house? And you put a lock on the door. Now, in this technological society, not every bad thing comes in through the door. There's a little wire that runs into most houses. It's called a cable. And some very evil stuff can come in through that cable, whether it be to a TV set or a computer on the internet. A build-a-home mom will keep a lock on those things. There are some things that can come through the airways on a radio. Build-a-home mom will keep a lock on those things. But not only do doors keep certain things or people out, they allow certain ones in. The Lord Jesus put it this way, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Those who are doing the will of God, you want in your home. May I encourage you, when missionaries and evangelists and Bible teachers come through, bring them into your homes. These are the people that are out doing the work of God, that have a worldview and see what God is doing throughout the whole world. People that can encourage your home to grow in godliness. Oh, we don't want them. Those are the folks you need. They're the friends of God. And the door should be wide open to them. Well, you've got a foundation. You've got a good location. You've got walls. You've got a door or two or three. You've got windows to allow in light. What else do you need? A kitchen. No. Although Jim and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Don't you need a floor? Just think of it for a moment. Here you are, you're coming into this house, you open the door, whoa, no floor. Not a great place to live. Gotta have a floor. Everyone in the first row just woke up. Paul wrote in Philippians, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast." The floor is a place to take a stand. You stand fast in one spirit and with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. The floor allows you to take a stand for Christ in the world. A build-a-home mom is a mom who stands for what the Bible says. Not just to her immediate family, not just to the things that are coming in and so forth, but a mom who will say, okay, this is what's wrong in the world and we will not participate in it. We will not support this. I will make my voice known. Too many people don't take a stand on anything. Well, that's okay for somebody else. not right for me, but it's okay for them. Listen, if it's not right for you, and it's not right because of biblical dictates, it's not right for anybody else. And to stand back and to say, well, then they can do whatever they want to do, that's their prerogative, means that you're saying, okay, let them suffer the judgment of God despite all His grace. We need hardwood floors. Well, let's see, what else? We've got a foundation that's solid. We've got a floor to take a stand. We've got walls that give us shape. We've got windows to allow in the light, doors to keep out the enemy and allow in our friends. That should be sufficient. Need a roof. A bed is furniture. It's not part of a house. Why do you need a roof? Because if you don't have one, the rain is going to come down and ruin everything that's there. Unless you're living in the desert. Then you say, well, there's not much rain around here. Well, you know what? Even in the desert, it gets cold sometimes. And you need to turn on the heat. And what happens if there's no roof? The heat goes right up and nobody stays warm. Our Lord Jesus said that in the latter days, in the tribulation times, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Solomon wrote, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. What do you suppose the roof is? May I say, the roof maintains the comfort of love. A build-a-home mom is a mom who demonstrates the love of Jesus Christ, who cares for her family and the people she comes in contact with. That's a house, those seven things. But the spiritual application is a home. A complete home. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1 says, Every wise woman buildeth her house. And the word house there can be translated, and probably should in this case be translated, home. But the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. How does the foolish plucketh it down? Here's what her hands are doing. Absolutely nothing. A wise woman builds. She takes her hands and she says, okay, I found a good location. Now I got to get the foundation right. And once I've gotten the foundation, we're going to put walls and floors and windows and doors and a roof on that thing. And that house shall stand. A home built correctly will last for an eternity. Ladies, are you a build a home woman, mom? I hope so. Let's pray. Father, I thank you as I look around this auditorium this morning and see the moms that are here. Women that I know have personally, efficiently, vigorously, lovingly, ambitiously sought to implement these things in the homes where they really live. But Lord, maybe there's a mom here this morning who has a leak in the roof, a hole in the wall, a tile in the floor that's coming loose, a cracked window, a door with a lock that doesn't work, a foundation with a crack in it. Lord, I pray if there would be such a one here, that the Holy Spirit would take these words and cause that one to realize the need that a house with these problems is in serious jeopardy. And a home with these same type of problems has the same serious jeopardy. But the God of grace will give what is necessary that every woman who builds her home will prosper. Lord, meet the needs that we have here this morning. And Father, if there would be one here this morning, male or female, who has never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior, trusting in their own good works in one way or another, that they'd recognize that the building of God, the church of Jesus Christ, is a church that He built, not that Christians built. And Lord, it's based upon what Jesus Christ did on Calvary's cross and nothing else. Right now, might they cry out, Lord, here am I, a sinner, but I now believe that Christ died to save me, paid my sin's debt in full, and I want Him to be Lord of my life right now. Father, encourage us all to be good home builders. For the glory of Jesus Christ, I pray in His name. Amen.